Hey y'all, this is Danny Oliver from Beer's Giving, and we're going to Female Brewfest!
International Women's Day celebrations happened all over the DFW Metroplex. Women of the DFW are actively diversifying craft beer, highlighting Shiro advocates for an inclusive industry, equal pay, educational equity, and more opportunities. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, March 2020. There is a well-known rival between Dallas and Fort Worth, causing citizens of each sister city to stay out of the other for months, even years at a time. This rivalry even extends to residents of the mid-cities and outer suburbs who are known to bark about driving to either metro area for events seen as out of the way. However, there's a growing trend that's making the Metroplex a more close-knit community. The trend is bringing together both people and sustainable agriculture systems. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the juice. These are quotes from Jamie Foxx and Lizzo, respectively, that are all too fitting, because here you can blame it on the craft beer. They say blood is thicker than water. Craft beer in the DFW must be magic because it's causing residents and transplants to cross the picket lines of the TX-121, the I-30, I-20 that connect the two cities to festivals, new release parties, pairing dinners for a taste, sip, and even a crowler to go. One group in particular is responsible for doing the legwork necessary to build this bridge. The North Texas Women of Beer, associated with the national organization Pink Boots Society, which seeks to educate, empower, inspire, and assist women who work in the craft beer industry and supporting sectors. These women are bona fide scientists, technicians, engineers, mathematicians, artists, writers, business owners, all earning a living by applying their STEM skills to the craft beer manufacturing industry. They've been swarming the cities doing collaboration brews, heavy lifting in breweries, and then tapping kegs at events and festivals in each city for the one purpose, to celebrate a diverse array of women in the craft beer STEM industry. These women are sourcing agricultural ingredients, milling grains, mashing, sparging, boiling, knocking out, pitching yeast, cellaring, rackering beer, tapping kegs, and filling glasses for kicks and giggles as they connect with the most chill protest ever, creating a revolution that's being televised. Danny Oliver, Beer's Giving. As the craft beer industry has octupled across the Dallas-Fort Worth area and continues to entuple, it's left out the women and people of color who work within the space. The Lone Star professionals aren't having it anymore. They want to showcase the area's inclusion of women and welcome in a more diverse audience. With the founder of Beer's Giving in the group, there's a strong campaign to bring the diversity of the state through the doors and grow the market in an informative and family-friendly manner. It's a chill revolution bringing people together. These eclectic women are Black, brown, tan, white, gender unlabeled, owners, employees, all part of large and small organizations separately. They should be rivals in the competition for taste buds, but they aren't. Collectively, these women are leading a revolution that's drawing residents from Plano, Denton, Weatherford, Burlston, Waxahachie, and Rock Hall, all to celebrate women who love, make, and service this liquid magic capable of softening the hearts of men and strangers for the betterment of community and families. Sustainable agriculture movement is on the rise. Farmers in the countryside grow the grains, herbs, spices, fruits being added to craft beer. The spent grains from each brew day are collected by farmers who feed it to their livestock. The animals graze, returning the nutrients to the soil for the next crop. Finally, quality meats are produced and are prepared for dishes that are served in beer dinners that showcase stories of the history, art, inspiration, and process behind what these women have been presenting to the public. 2020 ramped up to International Women's Day with 6 weeks of brewing and cellaring, 4 collaboration beers by the North Texas Women in Beer. You can find them at Instagram, PBSNTX, that's PBSNTX. The women shared and presented their brews during a weekend-long itinerary of festivals, ending with an alewife beer dinner pairing, which welcomed nearly 1,000 curious women from all over the Metroplex to their 3 events. The Pink Boots North Texas chapter, women, and Beers Given founder are available to speak, answer questions, and teach during all the events they host. If you want to learn more about STEM careers in the craft beer industry, follow Beers Given on Instagram at Beers Given, Twitter at Beers Given Info, LinkedIn, or visit beersgiving.info. You can also reach out to the Pink Boots North Texas chapter leads, Samantha and Brittany. Upcoming events for Pink Boots include an educational brew day collaboration with Hop and Sting on March 14th at 8 a.m. That's Hop and Sting in Grapevine. The next Beers Given event that will be in Texas will be at Brutal Beer Works April 18th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a family afternoons out in Fort Worth with STEM experiments for children and teenagers to explore. The very next Beers Given event in the U.S. will be at Dania Point for Femme Ale Brewfest in Florida. Hope to see you soon.